Ray Holman from UAW 6000. Ray, how are you?
Doing great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. A few questions for you. Number one, I know the answer to this, but I still want to hear what you and the folks that you represent think of the governor taking those unpaid furlough days off the table.
Well, we think that's great because, number one, it's good for the local economy because here in mid-Michigan we have 14,000 state employees, and it really hurts downtown Lansing, for example. If we have layoff days, that means people aren't obviously going out to lunch. And it's also good because we're not going to have a break in service. There are people that, you know, rely on the state for various services, and so that was good. That's great.
I wanted to get your take on what you thought of the governor's budget.
Well, you know what? It was really interesting because the last year in 2000, you know, the previous budget was a kind of scary time. We were potentially facing huge layoffs and huge cuts. And this year, the pressure was off a little bit because we actually have a bit of a surplus. So it was encouraging to see a little more money was being given towards public safety, for example, a little bit more for education. So the pressure was off a little bit this year, and it was a little bit more of a relaxed atmosphere, I guess, for us state employees watching it. There were a few little things that caught our attention, but overall it was a little less dramatic, I guess.
Wanted to get your take on what may be going on this week. I know you follow the legislation very closely. What bills are you going to be keeping an eye on?
Well, obviously, the huge elephant in the room, so to speak, is, you know, any right-to-work legislation. There's also legislation pending right now in the House floor that would privatize a prison in northern Michigan that would really affect our membership. And additionally, there's some bills that came out of the House Oversight Committee that would make it harder for unions to collect dues. So as a person who works for the UAW Local 6000 and as a state employee, those are the bills that we'll be following. And they could come up any time, too. So it's going to be a busy few weeks.
Well, do you expect to see much from right to work? Lots of legislation was passed recently in Indiana. The folks we've talked to don't think it's going to be a big issue. It's not a priority for the governor. He said so on this program. What do you think?
Well, I think that it doesn't make sense right now to do that in Michigan, and I'll tell you why. Because we're actually turning the table. Things are getting a little bit better. It's maybe not as fast as we wanted to, but things are gradually improving. We've successfully sat down and negotiated, obviously, contracts with the big three and also with the state government. So it would just be a distraction. Although you see what's going on around the country, you mentioned Indiana, but there's also a move right now in New Hampshire to bring right to work. So there's certain politicians that still have that on their agenda, even though the most important person, obviously, the governor, says no at this time. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Ray, I just read a piece on that. Wherever right to work laws are established, business fares better. How would you respond to that?
You know, I would challenge that notion. I think, you know, we can have dueling studies. I know that generally people make less in right-to-work states. People don't have the same rights in the workplace. And so it kind of depends on how you look at things. You know, if you want to create a bunch of jobs where people are at-will employees and they could be fired at any time and they don't make as much money, you know, is that good for the economy or good for the citizens of that particular state? So, you know, you hear it both ways. I mean, we like to say it's right to work for less, and that this type of thing is what we say is a power grab. I mean, certain people are trying to take away, you know, the power of the middle class. So it's a power grab. And also, Tony, if you look at right-to-work states, they usually don't have as good as health care or retirement or pensions. And also, you know, it can make it easier to outsource jobs. You know, we need that insource job. That's what we need to do in this country.
Ray Holman is with UAW 6000. It's 7:59 on the Tony Conley Morning Show. Thanks so much, Ray.
Hey, thanks, Tony.